XYZ Printing announces the Nobel Superfine. XYZ Printing may have started with the 3D print consumer market, but now they're strongly pursuing the jeweler market. That's because they've just announced the XYZ Printing Nobel Superfine, a new DLP-based resin 3D printer. The Nobel Superfine is apparently a sibling of their previous product in this area, the Nobel 1.0A. That machine, which sells for $1,999, included a laser for solidifying resin, as opposed to a DLP light engine on the Nobel Superfine. This is a considerable switch, as the DLP should enable far faster 3D printing operations. Why? Because the DLP can illuminate all pixels on an entire layer at once, whereas the laser must literally move around to trace all pixels, movement by movement. Unfortunately, I cannot locate any print speed statistics from XYZ Printing on this new model, but regardless, it is likely quite a bit faster than their previous model. The new machine's title includes the term superfine, and that applies to the resolution of this unit. XYZ Printing says the machine has an XY resolution, the pixel size, of 0.05 mm, and the layer size, Z-axis, can be as small as 0.025 mm. This should indeed produce very finely detailed 3D prints. Again, unfortunately, XYZ Printing has neglected to provide specifications for the build volume of this machine, but I suspect it is typically of machines of this size, small. But the size shouldn't matter very much, as they are targeting it at jewelers, who need high resolution, not large volumes. The DLP pixels are likely focused on a relatively small area in order to gain that finer resolution. This seems to be the case when looking at the machine's build plate in this view. How can this machine be used by jewelers? They would 3D print a design in a wax-like material, and then use the traditional lost wax process to create a mold for pouring in liquid precious metal. XYZ Printing says the machine accepts half a liter resin cartridges, and they will supply a castable resin. It's highly likely these cartridges are chipped, as that seems to be XYZ Printing's standard approach to materials, so you may have to buy the materials from XYZ Printing only. Here you can see a jewelry item made using this process on the XYZ Printing Nobel Superfine. Looks good. Further reporting on issues not included in this article can be found here on Fabaloo.